This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Some Massachusetts-based companies are offering a relatively new benefit to employees. The firms are helping pay off their workers' student loans. WBUR's Carrie Young reports the number of these programs is small but growing, and the offer to employees is helping businesses attract and retain talent.
Sarah Sheehy has a bachelor's degree and an MBA, a combination that put her on the hook for more than $100,000 in student loans.
My student loans are excessive, I would say. I was paying, just to give you a sense, almost $1,000 a month.
Sheehy works at Kronos, a human resources software company based in Chelmsford. And while she says she's comfortable financially, her loan bill was a big source of stress in her life.
I didn't even want to think about it. There's just a lot of money. I didn't feel like I was making progress.
That is, until Kronos started offering benefits around student loans. The company gives employees $500 a year to help them pay off their student loans. And while that may sound like a drop in the bucket, Sheehy jumped at the chance.
For me, it is partially a retention tool. I mean, it's something I would think about if I was going to go to another company for sure.
And that's exactly the outcome CEO Aaron Ain was hoping for.
Of the people who are enrolled in it, those roughly 500 people, their turnover represents half of our average rate in the company.
Which is a good thing, because in today's booming economy, Kronos faces intense competition to attract employees, which is why Ain says leadership at Kronos began looking at their benefits and what types of things would draw people in and keep them.
We were trying to offer benefits that reflect the reality of the current world we live in.
That reality? Student debt that totals more than $1.5 trillion in the U.S. So there's definitely a need.
Benefit offerings really respond to the needs of the labor workforce.
That's Chitrain Birbal with the Society for Human Resource Management. She says even though so many people have student loans, there's still not that many companies offering repayment benefits. According to a recent survey, just 4% of her organization's 300,000 member companies have loan repayment. But Birbal says she expects that number to rise, especially if Congress passes a new bill, easing the tax burden on the benefit.
We may see student loan repayment benefits become the new norm in the workplace.
A trend that financial service providers like Boston-based Fidelity Investments are keyed into. Officials there began offering the benefit to their employees in 2016 as an experiment. But it wasn't long before they realized there was a lot of pent-up demand for services like that. Asha Srikantaya is with Fidelity's Emerging Products Department.
And that really prompted us to say, hey, you know what, let's actually bring this out to market more broadly.
Today, Fidelity sells a service helping other companies administer student loan repayment benefits.
To be able to offer a benefit that is immediately relevant and feels directly related to the lives that people are living, I think has counted for a lot. And that's a lot of why employees really love it, and therefore employers are very interested in it.
Srikantaya adds that she's been surprised by how many baby boomers and graduates with low levels of student debt are interested in the services. But for Kronos employees like Dominic Locapo, the trend makes perfect sense.
So for me and my family, you know, those thousands of dollars that Kronos is saving me over time can be funneled to my own children's college education fund.
He says the goal is to make sure his kids don't need this benefit when they enter the workforce. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.